There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street-smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Basile. All subjects are on the table, and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street-smart, intuitive insights. And she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc. And it starts now. Welcome to The Psychic and the Doc. I'm Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer, and I'm here with my amazing co-host, Dr. Pat Basile, world-renowned behavioral psychologist. And let me tell you something. She will not only tell you like it is, but she'll give it to you in a way that you will be thinking about it for quite some time and reflecting on it. And the theme of this show is when a little bit of heaven touches the earth. And the reason that Dr. Pat and I came up with this, every time you turn on the news, what do you see? Negativity, war, abuse. I mean, it's there's so much negative energy being pumped out over the airways, through social media, all over the place. And that's what Transformation Network is not about. We're positive talk. Yeah. We're positivity. Dr. Pat, when you came up with the original concept for Transformation Talk Network, it was Transformation Talk Radio, and you called it Positive Talk Radio. What inspired you for that?
Well, let me tell you, this is kind of cool, because before we came up with Transformation Talk Radio, there was the bigger vision. And the bigger vision, Mark, was the Transformation Network. So the beginning was the giant vision, gigantic. Because let's go back in time for a minute. If you go back in time, we're talking about, let's see, 2003, I'll have to look it up during the break. I'll pull up Mary Verplank's original template for the Transformation Network. And it was had to be 2004, five, around there, maybe six. But the idea came because there were all these people showing up on the show. And, you know, I found something out from Gail Torr, very interesting, that I didn't know. And Gail was talking to somebody the other day, and I was on the call, and she says, let me tell you, I have been doing this so long that, and by the way, Gail Torr introduced me to Deepak Chopra. I had to get on a plane, go to his picnic at his house, but I met him. But here I was, and so Gail said, I didn't know this. She said, you know, if you go back 20 years ago and you use the word mindfulness, she was saying, I have a book that's called blah, 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 something. I don't remember the name, but it was a mindfulness book. And she was trying to pitch it. She worked for Findur and she's a publicist and agent. She was trying, she said, not a single show, not a single show would interview except for Dr. Pat. Now.
Really?
Yes. That's how far, that's because look at where we are today, that you and I could do a show called The Psychic and the Doc. This thing's going to stream everywhere. We're going to pull clips from it. We're going to talk about astrology. We're going to have some fun. But if you go back in time, this was just right after Al Gore invented the internet, so he says.
Yeah.
But the Transformation Network came up because I saw this hub of everything, articles, publishing, videos. I didn't know we would be, you know, shows, AMFM, bringing shows in from all over the world. That hasn't changed. So what's changed? The Transformation Talk Radio didn't happen until 08 and 09. And that was another miracle. But what has changed? Because we put the original, the Transformation Network website up like back in 05. However, we had to code all the HTML. We didn't have a digital world. So here we are today that you and I can do a show called The Psychic and the Doc which, by the way, replays on AM/FM stations all over. It's distributed to Australia. And our technology now allows us to have Brett recording this, you in Florida, me in Bothell, and here we are, bada bing, bada bang. How did the idea come up? I was very, very sick. I was very sick. I launched the Dr. Pat Show, 20-year anniversary coming up in 2003. It was the crust-busting show. 6 months, Mark, you should talk to this because this is your this is in your wheelhouse. Six months later, I came down with a mystery disease with my friend Bonnie Bernard, doing a workshop, Live Your Greatest Dream. By the end of the workshop, my right ankle was the size of a golf ball. I now know it was doubt. What do you make of that?
Wow. Well, I think that was, sometimes we have these physiological distractions. And I want to, you know, because, you know, when people talk about disease, the root word is ease, and dis-ease is you're out of sync, out of alignment. And I've found through the course of my life that sometimes illness was a factor that put me on a different path. And that's what my intuition tells me, exactly what happened with you. You needed to go through that illness to start heading down the path that led to Transformation Talk Radio. You know, if you notice in a lot of the sessions that when we take calls from listeners, a lot of spirits transmit medical information. And we always make it very clear, and I'm saying this to our listeners, is that Dr. Pat and I are not medical doctors. We don't diagnose or prescribe. However, spirits will bring through things which can be an issue that you need to check through your healthcare provider. And what happens many times is, you know, illness is never good. Nobody likes to be sick. No. I mean, it feels awful. But sometimes people get sick because there's greater forces at work to direct you away from a thing. And that may be difficult for us to understand. It may be difficult for us to process. But I've spoken with so many people who went through cancer, and they said that because of the cancer, it led them onto a more spiritual path, a path of deeper understanding in their life, a greater connection with the divine. Now, I'm certainly not recommending cancer for spiritual enlightenment, but for many people, part of the reaction and response to the illness leads to a positive result. So, and I think this is part of the balance of the universe. You know, for, you know, when something positive happens, then there is a corresponding negative event and vice versa.
Yeah, but this is really the key for our show today. We're going to talk about the heavens. We're going to talk about astrology. We're going to talk about what people are already talking about. I just got to say, the shift in energy already. You know what? It started around my birthday in December. And why do I notice it? Because people say it to me. Mark, what they say is, oh my gosh, something has really changed. And you know, you feel it. Now coming into 2023, Jessica said it yesterday. Can I tell you what she said to me yesterday?
Yeah, please.
We always do check-ins, Jessica, myself, and Linda, three times a day, because we got a big vision. And you know, part of having a big vision, Mark, and this is one of the hardest things that I have had to deal with in my life because of my personality. I want everybody to excel. I will go an extra length to help people excel. That has been the history. My teams have won more championships, whether it's softball, because I want people to excel. Because in my life, I've had people help me. But what I've learned is in my lifetime, from very tough angels, is they will give you the tools, but it's up to you to use them.
Exactly.
That's today's show. The universe is going to give us the tools, but it's up to you. I remember Mary Louise Smith saying to me when I got what I thought was the worst job on the planet. I thought they were trying to fire me out because they kept saying, you're going to be director, you're going to be director. And then they said, oh, wait a minute, you never had a line job. I said, are you people bleeping kidding me? I was one of seven people to break up the phone company and seven to put them back together. That doesn't, no, you have to have a line job. So they give me a dying graphics organization in AT&T. And thank God I had the best mentor, Mary Louise Smith. But I'll tell you what she said to me. And I'm going to start using this for my team. She hated whining. She could not stand gossip. I watched her fire a 15-year manager on the spot because she caught him gossiping about the team. Not talking about it. Her line was this, and I want to leave everybody with this, and we'll come back from break and we'll tell you how this relates to the startup. Walk into the room. What am I, 30-something-ish? Thinking I'm all about who I am. Thinking about I'm entitled. And I walk into this beautiful Black woman sitting at a desk, chain smoking. Big red lips. She'd scold me for not having the red lipstick on today. And I would walk in and I'd start complaining. And every day she'd say, with her nails, with her big nails, and put her glasses down like this. What part of the problem are you? Turn around, get your you-know-what out of the room, and come back in and tell me what part of the problem are you. We're going to take a short break, and I will tell you this. I didn't get it. I kept going in the room and complaining until finally one day after 10 times, I realized I am not going to get an audience with her. But why does that relate to the stars? When we come back, Mark's going to give you the rundown. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself. And we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Welcome back to The Psychic and the Doc. I'm Mark Anthony, and I'm here with my esteemed co-host and good friend, Dr. Pat Basile. And before the break, Dr. Pat was talking about the mentors in her life, the people who shaped her lives. And the theme of the show today is when a little bit of heaven touches earth. And guess what? A little bit of heaven can come in many forms. And sometimes those forms, or always those forms, come as mentors. And mentors are people who have come into our lives and influenced us in a positive way. I've had several in my life. My spiritual mentor was Father Sonny. And Father Sonny was just, he was the coolest guy. He was a Catholic priest, and he and I used to have discussions. He says, Mark, you would have been a great priest. And the thing is, I was planning on going into the priesthood when I was a teenager and a young man, but I decided it was too limiting. And then later in life, I met Father Sonny. The father was the priests, his order, they were the La Salettes. And the La Salettes are kind of like the Mavericks in the Catholic Church. And they owned a condo in Cocoa Beach. And he'd go, Mark, come over. I'm making pasta. So I'd knock on the door and he'd be there with a couple of priests. And okay. When you knock on the door of a priest's condo, what do you expect? You expect Father Sonny with the collar? No, this guy wearing a Hawaiian shirt and baggies answers and says, want a margarita? and he was making this amazing pasta dish. And his name was Father Santino Avitable, but we knew him as Sonny. And Sonny, oh boy, he liked the ladies. I remember he was talking. And Rocky's going to kill me for this, but, you know, Rocky, you know, she's an attractive woman. And I remember one time he was talking to her. She goes, Father, I'm up here, you know, which is funny. But the thing is, what I loved about Father Sonny is he would talk to you. He was direct. He was so human, so relatable. And whatever sermon, whatever lecture talk, lesson he gave, it always ended with love. It's all about love. And one of the things that he taught me, which I remembered the day that I found out that he passed, is that grief is the price of love. For we grieve as deeply as we have loved. And he told me this. He said, Mark, grief is the price of love. We grieve as deeply as we have loved. But a life without love isn't much of a life at all. And it's very important in the work that I do to remember those lessons from Father Sonny.
Yeah.
Rocky said he was, hold on, she just messaged me, he was, and I got to tell one more story about,
yeah, please.
Monsignor Camillo Avitabile, okay, was his official name. And we always used to talk about when Father Sonny was around, you felt this aura of goodness. He wasn't one of these distant, cold, he'd never find fault with people. He'd always look for the good. And not only was he a Monsignor, which is a rank below bishop, but above priest, he was a papal envoy. So he would go to Rome and he would meet with the Pope. And this show is timely because Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI just passed, and now there's discussion that maybe Pope Francis might be considering retirement. But I'll never forget when Father Sonny, he was the first priest in Florida to start an AIDS ministry. And it was very unpopular then. And, you know, because, oh, well, you know, AIDS affects, you know, the gay community. And I'll never forget, Father Sonny stood up to the bureaucracy of the Catholic Church and said, we are not here to judge. These people are dying and they need our help, our love, our compassion, not our judgment.
Yeah.
And so he started the first AIDS HIV ministry in Florida. Yeah. And then he was at the Vatican and he said that, and I always felt that, you know, when Sonny was around, you could feel a bit of heaven touching earth, the energy of God. He met Mother Teresa. And I said, what was that like? And he said, oh my God, Mark, he said, when walking near her, you felt that you were in the presence of the energy of God. And I'm like, and if he felt that, I probably just would have burst into, you know, flames or something. In other words, I looked up to him as that type of spiritual mentor, and yet he was so humble. And he said, Mother Teresa, she was small and physically diminutive, but you felt the love. And so he taught me that it's all about love. It's not about, you know, your titles and what you achieve and all of that. He said, it's how we love and how we are loved by others. That is the piece of heaven that he bestowed to me.
You know, it's so interesting as we are watching, Mark, and I want to talk about this with you. As there is a shift, and that beautiful story you shared right there, you know, isn't it interesting? I wanted to be a nun. Dominicans, very young age, because I spent a lot of time around the sisters in the Bronx, and then I went to Catholic school, and that changed. But it wasn't so much about that. It was what my Aunt Grace and my mom and my Aunt May infused in me about spirituality at a very young age. You know, I didn't know then their culture. I didn't know that my grandfather was literally born in Brazil as a farmer. I didn't know that. But I knew that that side of the family was really different in so many ways. But this energy we're bringing in, we've already seen it. I want to tell you, for the first time since I have been watching football, and I've been watching it since a very young age, I have never seen what transpired on the field a week ago in the Bengals and the Bills game. And the reason I'm bringing it up, I have never seen, first of all, our hearts go out to, you know, the young man's family, of course, you know, but I have never seen it. This is talking to love. Let's stay with this for a minute.
Yes.
There is a point to what I'm saying, everybody. Love on the football field. Yes. The players stop the game.
Yeah.
The players stop the game. And when you have a sport like that and you have the media money, that is the last thing you expect. But I've never seen anything. I've seen it in a couple of other sports way back, but I've never seen anything. Grown men crying. And yes, it's okay for grown men to cry. But see, this is the energy of 2023 we're talking about, isn't it? I have never seen such love. And my hats off to all y'all, ESPN and I think NBC, hats off to you for covering the emotional and the humanity version of this. What do you think? I mean, already this year, yesterday, I mean, last week, already, Mark, we're seeing it.
Yeah, I totally agree, because when I was watching, I was flipping from MSNBC to CNN, I mean, to all the different channels, and they were showing even the players on the opposite team going embracing each other, because, you know, it ceased to be about a game. And, you know, we think of these, you know, these big, tough jocks. Look, they're people. All right. So that's their job. All right. They've been gifted with athletic ability and prowess, but they're not superheroes or superhuman, and they can get hurt. And he went into cardiac arrest. Yeah. And everybody on that field knows about what it means to be injured. And so there was just such a tremendous outpouring. Yeah. Of grief and love. And for me, I really appreciated seeing men sharing this type of compassion and empathy. One of the things, Dr. Pat, that I stress when I work with grieving men is that it's okay to cry. And you know, as men, we are socialized not to cry. You know, no matter how badly you get hurt, you never show crying is weakness. Yet recent studies at the University of Southern California and at the University, I believe, is Minnesota, have discovered that grief tears actually contain the neurotransmitters which cause depression. And so it is now clinically proven that when you cry tears of grief, you're getting out of you the chemicals which cause depression. And guys, there's a reason we have tear ducts. There's reasons that we have feelings, and there's reasons that we have hearts. And so crying is actually an emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual path to health. And so this is one of the things that I teach men, and that now by saying that, being a man, okay, you know, if you want to cry, do it in your privacy. Drive your car somewhere, park it, you know, somewhere you can cry. Many people, men and women, tell me their car is where they grieve a lot. And what I tell them is, yes, please pull over when you have that need. You know, you have to be safe, or find a secluded space, or when you're all alone. Because there's nothing unmanly about crying. My father was a Navy SEAL. And one of the things he taught me was a real man is never afraid to cry for someone he loves who died. Yeah. He said, man or woman, doesn't matter. He said, you have feelings. So I think, and once again, that's a little bit of heaven touching earth, because we were given the physical apparatus to help let go the pain caused by the loss of someone we love.
Yeah. And I want to just say a few words to Damar Hamlin's family. Damar Hamlin is the young man we're referring to on the football field. And the statement they put out, you know, right after the event, which was, you know, January 3rd was the day after, it talks to what Mark just said. And I'm going to read a little bit of it, and then we're going to go to break. On behalf of our family, we want to express our sincere gratitude for the love and support shown to Damar during his challenging time. We are deeply moved by the prayers, kind words, and donations from fans. in the country. And they go on and they end it with, please keep Damar in your prayers. We will receive updates. I mean, this, just to see this. And if you watch this on television and you watched it, it would be hard for me to imagine you not crying, whether you like the sport, don't like the sport, stuck watching the sport. It was a moment that Mark just talked about. Now imagine millions of people that were watching this game for very, to them, important playoff reasons. Imagine that many people having a moment of love. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to kick it off to 2023, because here's what 2023 is. We're going to read you some of this. This is the year. If you have had a dream, if you have had a vision, and you kicked yourself in the butt in 2022 for not launching it, there is a very good reason you didn't. Because 2023 is the year to be free. 2023 is the year to be me. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to kick it up a few notches, old school crust busting way. We'll be right back.
Tune in to the hit show, Us, Critical Conversations on the Challenges of Our Time, with me, Dr. Krista Lee Crane, on TransformationTalkRadio.com every fourth Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific. Listen while we focus on the intersections of truth and justice as we learn how to coexist, pushing our social transformation to the next level. Become true stewards of the justice that is needed in our world. Learn more at PreventionAgenda.org. That's PreventionAgenda.org.
Dr. Pat and I are so excited.
Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah. So in a joint, on the count of three, we're back. One, two, three. We're back.
Oh, Mark, I love it. You know what? I'm so glad we did that. And we're not going to cut that out. Okay. Before we go on, I want people to know how they get a hold of you, how they find out about Mark, where you're doing live events, all of the above. Please, your book, come on.
Okay, my book is The Afterlife Frequency. And if you want to find out about my upcoming events, please go to my website, which is afterlifefrequency.com. And you can sign up for my newsletter, which will keep you up to date on upcoming episodes of The Psychic and the Doc. You can sign up for a private session. And on January 21st, I have a Light Circle online spirit communication event limited to 6 people. That way everybody gets a reading. Also, you can subscribe to Best Holistic Life magazine, which is bestholisticlife.com. I write articles for them every month. Dr. Pat and I have authored an article in Best Holistic Life before. And the editor, Jana Short, is a good friend to our network and to the show. She's been a guest a number of times. And that's all at afterlifefrequency.com.
Yeah. Okay, look, here's the deal. We're going to get her back, aren't we? Are we going to get her back for the show?
We absolutely
are. So we have to talk to her about what she's doing.
We got to talk to her about what she's doing. Plus, Jana's work flows perfectly with the theme of Transformation Network.
Good.
For 2023, the year to be free, the year to be me.
Now,
and yeah,
we did not plan this. You and me, you don't know what I'm going to say, right? I can tell you. Listen to this, but get ready, everybody. Right, get your pad out. Well, oh, that's so old school. All right, get your phone out. Here we go. Some of the key dates we're going to tell you, but if you were to select everybody a few key words or motifs for 2023, it would be the following: completion and closure. Number one, completion and closure. Number one, feeling ready to start something new or a new chapter. Number two, three, bold decision. Four, to own your own sense of self in your relationships. Five, independence to be who y'all want to be. I didn't know that. And last, to reconnect with yourself through seeking and asking questions. I didn't know that. Now, this is an astrologer that is fairly well known. Tenaz is one of them, you know. So what do you, this is the energy. What do you make of that before we go into some real astrological thingies?
I think 2023 is going to be metaphorically a vortex. And a vortex is a swirling pattern of energy. And vortexes come in many forms. It could be the little whirlpool in your sink when you pull the plug. It can be huge atmospheric whirlpools like tornadoes or hurricanes. It can be where two ley lines, L-E-Y lines, on the planet Earth intersect, where their natural electromagnetic energy arises, places like Sedona, Stonehenge, the Giza Plateau, vortexes. But a vortex is a swirling pattern of energy. And these swirling patterns of energy can change you. And a lot of people feel that when they visit the electromagnetic vortexes, like at Sedona and Stonehenge, they feel it not just physically, but also spiritually. And so the reason that 2023 is going to be an energy vortex, because this is a time for you to choose to change emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually, and for the positive. That's what I think about this.
Okay. Thank you. You ready to get some, what do you call it? Evidence? What do you say when people actually verify what you say? What do you call it?
Verifiable fact following the message.
There we go. Verifiable facts following the message. Here we go. Get ready for this. As you go through this year, Mark, this is when we talk about the heavens, and astrology is just one aspect of it. We don't have enough time in the show to do it all. But as we go through the year, there are three major planets that will move signs. Hello, three. I'm going to tell you what they are. But what they do is they're setting up a new energy dynamics. One week, ready? Never experienced before. What happened with football? Never experienced before, right? Right? Okay. Right. One of the most significant, hello, I'm almost afraid to read it, in 2023 is the move of Pluto from Capricorn into Aquarius. Thank you, Pluto, for getting out of my moon sign and moving into Aquarius. Pluto is the planet of death and rebirth and spends a good two decades in each sign. Thank you, Pluto. Glad you're getting out of there, moving over to Aquarius. I'm really happy about that. But what we get out of that as it moves out into Aquarius, it represents a monumental shift, right? Get that word? Monumental, which paves the way for new generational lessons to emerge. And we're starting to see it. You know, we're starting to see it. The other thing is Saturn. Saturn is the planet of karma, right? It's going to make a move this year. It's going to now leave Aquarius, where it's been for the last 2.5 years, and it's going to move over to that water sign Pisces. And you all, when I say water sign Pisces, you all know what I'm talking about. As it goes to Pisces, it's going to guide us back down to a sense of reality, right? So you have this big energy, you know, big, think big. But now you've got this move of Saturn, which is going to say, let's get back to reality. However, it's going to be fueled to turn creative ideas and dreams into something tangible. See, isn't this what we're talking about, Mark?
Yes.
And then I got to give you the third one. So two of these planets are in my chart. I have four planets in Capricorn and my moon, and four in Sagittarius. The ruler of Sagittarius is Jupiter. Get ready for this guy, right? Why am I calling Jupiter a guy? I don't know. I don't know. Jupiter spends about 12 months in each sign in the zodiac. It's moving in 2023 from Aries to Taurus. If you're me, I have Taurus, but watch what happens. It tends to color the year ahead, everybody. Jupiter in Aries until May, you can expect to see entrepreneur innovate. So get out of your way, Mark. Get out your own way, but cross butt your way. So you're getting out of your own way. And you got to take care of this now, because as it moves into Taurus, we take those ideas and we give them a rock solid foundation. 2023, the numerology year is 7. It's a 7 year. It rules our connections to others, how we show up in relationships. And I'm going to stop there to get your thought.
Well, let me being the science-based evidential medium, a lot of people say, well, how could such distant things possibly influence our lives? And I hear that a lot from people. And in 1916, Albert Einstein theorized that if two black holes collided, that would create some of the most powerful force in the universe, which are known as gravitational waves, which can fold space and time. Well, in 2016, the LIGO, laser interferometal gravitational observatory detected gravitational waves hitting Earth, folding our space-time, and they tracked it to the collision of two black holes 1.8 billion years ago. Now, gravitational waves travel at the speed of light, so that means it took those gravitational waves 1.8 billion years to get here. So, if something 1.8 billion light years away can affect us, don't you think our nearby planets can affect us? I mean, look at it this way. The moon affects the tides. If it weren't for the moon, we wouldn't have low tide and high tide. The sun certainly affects us, because if it weren't for its gravitational field, we go flying off into space and freeze up. So the fact that we may not completely understand how these planetary bodies in our celestial neighborhood affect us, that doesn't mean that they don't. So that's what my thoughts are on this, because, you know, in the field that I am, I communicate with spirits of people who physically died. And a lot of people say, well, that's impossible, but it isn't. And there's a scientific basis for all of that. And dare I say, there is a scientific basis for the astrological influences upon us. So that's what I'm.
I forgot, along those lines, to you, Mark, the scientist, psychic lawyer. 7 is a spiritual number, highly spiritual, indicates that you're thinking, seeking, and asking higher questions. We may even discover a new side of ourselves, how we can remain more authentic with our intuition. It's funny. Here, let me share this. Okay. So in the spirit of Mary Louise Smith and everybody that anybody else that helped shape all of this, including Linda's mom and Linda, like all of this is as a result of other great people. I got asked a question about our theme. I'm telling you, I got literally called on the spot. I got a call from one of our hosts and she said to me, Pat, I heard what your theme is. So was that a personal theme? And I said, I would have to say it was downloaded from spirit. I don't know if it's personal. And she went on to ask me, so it's good to, no, she didn't ask me. She said, it's good to know, Pat, even you seek the freedom that us ordinary people seek. George said to me, it's good to know that even you, Pat, seek the notion of being free to be me. And I said to her, let me just tell you something. I'm not sure what you think of me, but I'm pretty ordinary. As a matter of fact, in group events, I'm pretty boring. But in my heart, I have to tell you, that was a personal theme for me. And I said, do you know, I don't even have a personal website. See, everything I've done for the past 20 years has been about creating a better world. I even own that website. It's been about what you and I do, Mark, helping other people. But something about this year wants you and I and others to step forward. You don't need a podcast. And can I thank the audience? The psychic and the doc is up for several awards. And I want to thank you all for inspiring us, because you are the people whose shoulders we stand on. Mark, right? I mean, we wouldn't be even thinking about the show. But nobody would be thinking about the show for an award. We didn't do it to get an award, right?
That's true. And we especially are grateful and indebted to our audience. We have such a loyal following, not just from, I mean, we get people that repeat callers, but every week we have people that have never called in.
Yeah.
We have people calling us from all over the world. And it's because people need this type of positivity. People come to the show, The Psychic and the Doc. They want to hear from loved ones. They want to hear advice on how to repair emotional wounds in their lives, how to fill those voids in their lives. And there's nothing like this anywhere else. And you're certainly not going to find two hosts like us anywhere else. But that's why we're here. We've combined our abilities, our experiences to help you.
Yeah.
The show is not about me. It's not about Dr. Pat. We are merely the conduits for the positivity for the recipients.
Yeah.
And it looks like we're having fun and we are, but the thing is, this is a huge commitment. And the reason we're so committed is because our audience is so committed. So we really want to thank all of you for that.
And we've got something super planned for them because we've heard you. Now, we're not ready to announce it yet, but pretty soon we will announce it because we did hear you. You love the call-in shows, and some of you love when Mark and I talk like this or we interview other people, and we have figured out a way to do both. Why? Because this is the year to be free. We're going to take a short break when we come back more, but keep this in mind, everybody. Think about this while we go to break. There are two very powerful eclipses. And Mark just talked a little science. These are the eclipses that open new doors. These are the eclipses of new beginnings. These are the eclipses that will help you shed the old and step into the new chapter. So if you're hanging on with your cat claws to your past or to last year or to anything previous to this year, go get your nails clipped. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
You have one life to live. You want to spend it doing something you enjoy and that has meaning. If you're listening to this, then you're among the many who feel that the work they're doing is no longer a fit. My comprehensive coaching will support you and help you figure it out. I've coached hundreds of people through career transition. But visit my website today to book a free call, www.reinventing-u.com, when what you do matches who you are.
Welcome back to The Psychic and the Doc. It's 2023, the year to be free. And I went ahead and in my January 1st newsletter, I said 2023, the year to be free. And the reason that I did that is because that is the theme for the Transformation Network, not just for The Psychic and the Doc, but collectively for all of our shows, because we're trying to get the word out to people that this is the year to be free, and it's the year to be yourself, the year to be me. Why? Because for the last 2 years, we've had the pandemic, we have a war going on, we have all this division and political strife. And you know what? It's time to not let that define who we are. It's time to be free. Now, by saying that, I don't mean disregard vaccines and protecting yourselves and social distancing. It's time to be emotionally free of all the trauma, of all the bonds that have been holding you back. And it's time to be me. And what we mean by that is it is so difficult for so many people because you feel like you're trapped. You're trapped in a bad relationship. You're trapped in a job you don't like. You're trapped in these situations. And it's time to be me because you're the only one that can really do something about it. So this is 2023 Transformation Network's theme, the year to be free, the year to be me.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Mark. you know, part of what we're reading about this year, let me just take a couple quotes out of some people that have really called it forward. And, you know, again, Sagittarius, Capricorn, whatever your sign is, you can find it out. But there was something interesting written about what you just said. And it was by, who was it? Chris Maleo wrote this, talking about one of the shifts, especially around the Capricorn we talked about. And he goes, they go on to say, it's not enough to just have the key. You actually need to turn it. That's how I started the show. Remember what I said about Mary Louise Smith? This is really super important for us here at the network. People have to take responsibility for themselves. That's what it means, you know, to 2023, the year to be free, free to be me. There's also a level of responsibility and accountability in there. And that is about not just looking and having the tools, but if you made a commitment to learn the tools, you're going to be held accountable. If you made a commitment to do X, you're going to be held accountable, not in the mean way, but there are levels of accountability that will happen. I had a friend call me the other day. She had to do one of the hardest things she's ever done. And this is like, Jen, this is like today. And so over the weekend, she thought about it, had to do it on Monday. She had to let go of two people. And we talked about it for hours. And I just listened. And she said, you know, I work with these people. We put them through training and they didn't step up. And I said, well, what do you mean? You know, because I'm thinking, are you too hard? She said, no, we laid out the groundwork for them that they had to know. And she had a list. Her field is very specific and skill-based. And she said, they didn't learn these things on themselves. We gave them the job to do that. And she said it was one of the hardest things she had ever done because she saw the potential. But this year's sign is not about potential. That was last year. This year's sign, last year was you got the key, right? It's not enough to have the key. Last year, you had the key. This year, you got to turn the key. She said she had to let two of them go right away. And I said, well, what didn't they learn? And she said there were three software programs they need to learn and use expertly. There were a couple of other things. There were graphics people. They needed to do a couple of other things. But she said in the world we live in today, her clients have no margin. And I thought, I said to her, you know, most people wouldn't train people. I said, if you don't have the skills on the job, they let you go. But can you see the paradox nature and the energy of that, Mark, of what we're talking about?
Yeah. Employment, you know.
Uh-oh.
We spend more time with the people we work with than with our own families. And a lot of people say, well, I hate my job. And it's like, well, then you're hating the best hours of your day during the week. And I hear that all the time. I hate my job. I hate my job. But we get a lot of callers that call in. I hate my job. Am I going to get a new job? And I'll usually ask, or you'll ask, well, what are you doing about it? Nothing. Okay. Freedom isn't free. It costs. It costs your time. It costs your energy. And with all due credit and respect to our veterans, the reason we have freedoms is because a lot of men and women have paid with their lives, limbs, and mental well-being for it. So, you know, the Psychic and the Doc Transformation Network, we are very sensitive to our veterans and very much in support of our military. And when people come to us and say that I hate my job, but I'm doing nothing about it, then how can you expect anything to change? Or will I meet somebody? Well, what are you doing about it? Nothing. All right. So if you're sitting on your couch every night eating donuts, do you really think Prince Harry's going to leave Meghan and show up at your front door just for you? That's not going to happen. That doesn't even happen in Hallmark movies. You know, it's like you've got to make your own reality. You've got to put yourself in the position to create the opportunities. That's what the year to be free, the year to be me is all about. Being free, you know, that doesn't mean running around in a field of daisies going, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free. Well, that may be nice for, you know, 20 minutes. But if you're going to improve the quality of your life, you've got to do something about it. I remember when I used to talk a lot at colleges and universities and even high schools, and people say, well, that sounds like a lot of work. And it's like, it's even more work living on the streets. And Dr. Pat, you know what that's like, because situations in your life, and when you were homeless, when you were living on the street, it wasn't because you were lazy. It wasn't because you wanted to do that. And what a lot of people don't know, for three months, I lived in a van. I was homeless for 3 months in my life. And you know what I did? I got a job. And then I made money, and then I got an apartment. And the thing is, you have to be motivated if you want to be me, if you want to be free.
And the other thing that's really here is you've got to excel. If you're not excelling in different areas of your life, and I say this very kind of carefully, you have to pick an area, right? When I work with people, I say you have to pick between one and three, and then we'll prioritize them. Right now, employment is very important to people. And it came up for my friend, and I asked her a lot of questions about it. And she said, I don't understand. See, this is her heart. And I'm the same way. I'm like her. She said, I don't understand. We gave them all the tools. We gave them the software. We gave them equipment. We said, please learn this on your own time. We gave them 90 days. And out of five, three of them did. And I said, how did you know? And she said, mistakes, taking too long to do things. And then we asked them, did you learn this on your own? And they said, no. And, you know, I thought about this because we did the same thing. We did the same thing with four new people, and we're getting ready for our 90 days. And she gave me some insights. She gave me some insights into what to do. Now, I'm couched by two other people. I'm couched by Linda, who is very literal. And anytime Linda calls somebody and says, have you done this? Where is it? That's a mental, right? You're laughing. You know what I mean? That's like Rocky.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Yep. And Jessica's in between, right? She's leans more towards Linda, but I'm over here. I got the big picture in mind. I hired these four people to help me with the big picture. And I'm not sure they want to. And so I have to really look closely at me, not at them. But I will tell you, this is not the year to go faintly into the night. What is your perspective from where you are and the message to help people to be strongly present in 2023?
The first thing is to not let the distractions hold you back. And the distractions come from within and from without. From within, it's all the programming, that negative programming that we heard in our childhood and growing up. You're not smart enough. You're not good looking enough. You're not talented enough. You can't do this. Get rid of that. That's just a distraction. The second distraction is what is going on around us. You turn on the news and every day all you hear is political strife, negativity, social strife. Yes, that is going on, but the only way to make the world a better place is to what Gandhi said, be the change you wish to see. Don't allow those distractions to get in the way of your dreams and your objectives.
Yeah.
And with Dr. Pat and I, we've both been through the ringer in life. You know, people think, oh, he's a lawyer, you know, and he's rich. Well, you know, the thing is, when I graduated law school, nobody handed me a trust fund. All right. The thing is, you make your own opportunities. And when you start doing that, the mentors will appear when the student is ready.
Yeah.
The mentor will appear. And when you start making your own opportunities, other opportunities and people who can grant those opportunities are going to take notice of you. So that's why 2023 is the year to be free emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually. And that is the year to be you, to be me.
I want to say this to piggyback. For those people that feel disappointed and discouraged from 2022, it was not a setback. It was a setup for 2023. If you can hold on to the energy of that, more will be revealed. Mark, please let folks know how they can find out more about you, and please tell them about any upcoming events you might have.
I have a light circle, which is where I'll be connecting all the attendees. It's limited to 6 people on January 21st. You can find out about that by visiting my calendar of events on my website, afterlifefrequency.com. And on my website, afterlifefrequency.com, you can find out about my book, scheduling a one-on-one reading, find out about upcoming episodes of The Psychic and the Doc, signing up for your free subscription, online subscription to Best Holistic Life magazine. I'm going to be back on tour. Rocky's my business manager and tour manager, and she is cooking up some really good stuff. So visit my website, afterlifefrequency.com.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mark. Thank you so much for everything. And look, we've got lots planned. Probably our next live show will make an announcement on what we're doing to take our audience's feedback and actually make it happen. And that's part of the energy. There's a reason it didn't happen last year. Whether you believe in the signs, that you believe in the stars. But here's what Mark and I know. So long as we keep doing this, it's really about bringing the message to you, the one you want. We've got a lot planned. Mark, thank you so much for being an amazing co-host, my friend. And thank you so much for all the great things you're doing to help people.
Oh, and right back at you, Dr. Pat. Thank you for founding the Transformation Network, the Dr. Pat Show, the Psychic and the Doc. And guess what, folks? She is just starting.
Yeah, I like that. Thank you so much. And yeah, hey, join me. If you want to lose 20 pounds, I'm going to be starting like a little spiritual weight thing. If it's out there and you said you wanted it, we're doing it. Thank you for that spiritual weight loss idea. I'm working on it. Mark, thank you. Rocky, thank you. Linda, Brett, thank you. We'll see you next time.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning into The Psychic and the Doc with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems? Yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on The Psychic and the Doc. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.